through the Civic Media app to be entered to win those hourly Wisconsin Dells summer prize packs, the daily pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and the grand prize, your choice of tickets to Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County for a unique summer staycation. We'll be giving you more details throughout the week, as well as seven words of the hour each day here on 98Q Country. Cole Swindell is up next if we've got the time before the Brewers pop up. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We'll see you tomorrow at, I think, maybe 4:45-ish. It's 98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. Dr. Anthony Fauci returned to Capitol Hill today to face, at times, intense questions from the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic.
Republicans are trying to cast this very wide net. They allege that he tried to cover up any kind of knowledge or suspicion that the coronavirus may have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, despite the fact that the majority of U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that it comes from an animal rather than a lab. Fauci calls any idea that he tried to cover that up or tried to muddy that up a quote-unquote false accusation.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A jury's been seated in the Delaware trial of Hunter Biden, the president's son's accused of lying on the paperwork to buy a handgun 6 years ago, saying he wasn't addicted to drugs at the time. The IDF has confirmed the bodies of four hostages have been found in Gaza. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's on trial for corruption, has filed to run for re-election as an independent. This is ABC News. In the UK, it's 1 month until elections, but the current Prime Minister and the ruling Conservative Party are vowing to rewrite the UK Equality Act. They say protections on the basis of a person's sex should apply only to their biological sex.
As Prime Minister Rishi Sunak sees it, the safety of women and girls means current confusion around definitions of sex and gender cannot be allowed to continue. His party backs an election pledge that will make it simpler for service providers for women and girls, such as those running sessions for domestic abuse victims, to stop biological males from taking part. The opposition Labour Party contends such a change is not needed. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
After 6 weeks of voting, India is wrapping up its election. Polling shows Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party will likely stay in power, and if it wins, it'll extend the party's decade in power by another 5 years. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area tomorrow night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Chippewa Valley schools will be receiving funding to replace their current school buses with zero or low emission buses. According to a press release from Senator Tammy Baldwin, four area school districts will receive money for the program. Boyceville Community School District will receive $50,000. Alma School District will receive $345,000. Osseo Fairchild School District will receive $200,000. And the Augusta School District will receive $530,000. A new Self-Pour Tap Room is preparing for its grand opening in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, when the Phoenix Tap Room and Kitchen opens in about a month, it will become the largest self-pouring tap room in the Midwest region. Owner Gary Vidland says construction delays have pushed back the official opening date, but they are now preparing for a soft launch event in late June. The new restaurant will feature 72 taps and a yet-to-be-revealed food menu, with an indoor seating area and an outdoor patio area. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to around 70. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get out of here, gone! For Jackson Churio!
Hit high and deep to left field, way back.